Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with the Libertarian Party candidate for president, Governor Gary Johnson, former two-term Republican governor of New Mexico. Thanks for talking with us.
Nick, it's great to be talking with you.
You were a Republican, but you're much better now. Talk about what prompted the shift from a Republican affiliation to Libertarian, and why is it better to be a Libertarian?
Well, first of all, working within the Republican Party, trying to give a voice to what I think were the majority of Republicans, coming over to the Libertarian Party, didn't have to change a thing.
You know, we're now in the thick of the presidential campaign season, and neither Obama nor Mitt Romney have really talked about where they're going to be cutting spending. This is a linchpin of your campaign. How much do we have to cut, and where's it going to come from in a Gary Johnson presidency?
Well, I am promising to submit a balanced budget to Congress in the year 2013. And that is a 43% reduction in spending, representing $1.4 trillion.
So with that, do you just cut across the board, or are there just certain things that you say, okay, this is done, the government shouldn't be doing this?
Well, yes, it is across the board. There are certain things also that the government shouldn't be doing at all. But I think most important is pointing to the big ticket items like Medicaid, Medicare, military spending. I'm going to propose a 43% reduction in military spending, which takes us back to the year 2003 when it comes to funding levels.
Wouldn't that just leave us open to China, to terrorists, to Canada taking over? I mean, to say that we're going back to 2003 levels of defense spending.
I would have to say that we can and will provide a strong national defense for this country, defense being the operative word as opposed to offense and as opposed to nation building. Look, we're building roads, schools, bridges, highways, and hospitals half a world away, and don't we have those same needs here in this country?
What about Medicaid? Medicaid is the country's health plan for the poor. It's split between the federal government and states. So you're just saying, poor people, you're on your own?
So as governor of New Mexico, I oversaw the reform of Medicaid. We took it from health care to the poor. We took it from a fee-for-service model to a managed care model. So we set up better health care networks, and we saved hundreds of millions of dollars. Nick, at the time, I believe that if the federal government would have block-granted the state of New Mexico 43% less money for Medicaid, done away with all the strings and the mandates associated on the delivery of health care to the poor, that I could have effectively overseen the delivery of health care to the poor. No strings, no mandates, fixed amount of money. I think the same template needs to apply to Medicare, health care for those over 65. Federal government block grant the states, federal government get out of the business of health care delivery completely and leave it up to 50 laboratories of innovation and best practice, and I think that's exactly what you'll have. Fabulous success that'll get emulated by other states, horrible failure that will get avoided for the same reasons.
One of the goals of your candidacy is to make sure that you get on the debate stage with Mitt Romney and with Barack Obama. What has to happen for that to happen, and what are you doing to make that?
Well, right now, I need to be in the polls that determine who gets in the debates. Now, in the polls that I'm in, I'm at a low of 6%, I'm at a high of 15%.
So that's saying likely voters, when they say, hey, who are you going to vote for president? Gary Johnson showing up somewhere between 6%
and 15% when my name is included.
Right.
So right now we're asking everybody, that would be watching this, get online, Gary Johnson 2012, we have a list of the phone numbers of all the polling organizations. Just ask the polling organizations to include my name in the polls.
You have a fascinating, a succinct campaign slogan right now, which revolves around the idea of saying, vote Libertarian just this one time. And I'm mangling it, but what's the thinking behind that, and what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, that there are a lot more people in this country that describe themselves as Libertarian than vote Libertarian. So what we're trying to tie into here is just that notion. Look, You are a libertarian. You're a libertarian. So how about voting that way?
And by libertarian, you mean fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
Speaking with a broad brushstroke, that we are fiscally responsible, and that we actually care about civil liberties and the erosion of those civil liberties. So, yeah, you're a libertarian, but how about just this one time voting that way?
And what will that accomplish?
Me being in the White House, and I'm going to argue actually addressing the problems that we have in this country.
Yeah. Okay, well, Governor Gary Johnson, thank you very much. The Libertarian Party candidate for president in 2012. Thanks for talking with Reason TV.
Thank you very much.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.